On any given day, pilots in the U.S. Air Force might be flying in the airspace above any environment on Earth. Desert, open ocean, the tropics, or the Arctic. So they have to be prepared to survive in any one of those places in case they get stuck there for some reason, and in the Arctic especially, that requires some unique training. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Ravenna Koenig got a glimpse of some of that training in Ukiavik and has this story.
A handful of men stand around a domed igloo, watching an instructor add the last squeaky snow bricks to the structure.
How that stays there is beyond logic. It's like styrofoam.
One more.
These guys have been out here the past 2 days and nights in temperatures that have dipped to 15 below and winds up to 30 plus miles an hour. They're learning how to build shelters, flag down help, and just generally survive in an incredibly forbidding environment.
Everything happens out here. You are just living in the snow.
They don't go back inside after they come out here and begin the training.
That's Sergeant Garrett Wright, who's an instructor for this course and works out of Eielson Air Force Base, close to Fairbanks.
We have aircrew flying throughout the region, all over Alaska, above the tree line, in the woods line, over the ocean, over the ice.
And if anything goes wrong, they need to be prepared to hunker down and survive until help can get to them. There are 6 students at this training. Even though the course is typically geared at the Air Force, most of today's trainees are Army survival instructors from the Fairbanks area. Of everything the guys get trained on out here, igloo building is probably the most sophisticated. They also learn basic things like how to recognize and prevent frostbite and how to think through the logistical challenges of the Arctic that complicate normally simple tasks. For example, pulling down a plastic tab on a flare.
And what do you think you have to be careful of, though, if there's a plastic tab that you're going to be utilizing?
Brittle.
Super brittle in the cold temperatures.
Sergeant Jess Evans is the lead instructor for this course. He's been a survival specialist with the Air Force for about 14 years.
I fell in love with the cold environment. I fell in love with Alaska as a whole.
He teaches cold environment survival in the Fairbanks area and periodically barren lands courses like this one. Basically anywhere above the tree line where you don't have access to fire building. And while Evans sees living outside in these conditions as a serious challenge, he also thinks it can be kind of fun. He loves working with snow, for example.
Seems funny, but if your imagination can picture it in your head, I mean, you could figure out how you can shape the different angles and everything else, so you can build pretty much anything out here.
He tells me that with a different group a few weeks ago, they actually used building snow sculptures as a way to deal with the psychological stress of a potential crash and the boredom of waiting a long time for help.
They got pretty elaborate with the polar bears, penguins, you name it.
After the course in Utqiagvik, trainees will hopefully know how to stay alive in one of the harshest environments in the world, and maybe also build a polar bear out of snow. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Utqiagvik.